Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. After the judges go back and forth, they hear all the testimony and all the information that they have, they would discuss it amongst themselves and then reach a conclusion and then announce the bottom line verdict. Mishnah says, Gamru et hadavar, when they decided the verdict, what the decision was going to be, what they would do is they would take the people who were in court, the litigants, they would bring them into a courtroom in order to hear the verdict. Hagadol shebed dayanim omer, the head judge would say, ish peloni ata zakai, you so-and-so, you are innocent, or ish peloni ata hayav, or so-and-so, you are guilty, you're liable. Where do we know that after this judgment is over and the judges leave the courtroom, they're not allowed to go over to the person in question and tell him, can't tell, the judge can't tell the person in question, by the way, I was the one who found you innocent, and my friends, the other judges, they found you guilty. But what can I do? The judges were the majority. They outnumbered me. Can't say that. Alzene Imad, about this type of judge, it says, Lo telech rachil be'amecha. Don't be a gossiper amongst your people. That's spreading gossip. The decisions of the individual judges have to be kept secret. Ve'omer, it also says, Holech rachil megalesod. Somebody who goes about gossiping, he's revealing the secret. The secret over here has to be kept by the judges alone. Nobody can know who voted what. It's confidential. You just reveal the end decision to the people who appeared in court. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about what happens if the person who's being tried in court brings proof after the verdict was already announced against him. Mishnah says, Kol zeman shemivide ayah, soter et hadin. Anytime the person brings evidence that supports his claim, even after the verdict was decided, he is able to undo the verdict, and a new verdict, a new conclusion would be given by the judges in his favor. Amru lo, kol re'ayot yesh lecha have mikana ad sheloshim yom. But if the judges told him, if you have any proof, if you have any evidence that would support your side of the story, you have to bring it within 30 days. Matzah betoch sheloshim yom soter. The halakha is, if he finds that evidence within 30 days, then the court could undo his verdict and bring a new verdict in his favor. Le'ahar sheloshim yom eno soter. But if he does not find evidence until after those 30 days were over, then the court would not undo his verdict. That's the opinion of Tanakama. If they gave the condition of 30 days and he found it after 30 days, then they would not undo the verdict. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, Maya aseze shelo matza betoch sheloshim mitoch sheloshim umatza leachar sheloshim. Rashbag, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, it's not his fault. What should he do? He tried to find it. He didn't find it within the 30 days that they told him. He found it after the 30 days. Should he lose the case on a technicality? Should he lose the case because he was unable to find the evidence before the deadline? The bottom line is, he has the proof right now, and the court cannot ignore him because of a certain deadline that they gave him that he missed. A similar type of situation. Amru lo, have edim. Let's say the judges told him during the trial, bring witnesses to support yourself. Be'amar enli edim. And he responded, I don't have any witnesses. Or they told him, Amru, have re'ayah. They told him, bring evidence, bring a document, bring a piece of paper that shows a certain piece of evidence. Ve'amar enli re'ayah. And he told them, I don't have any documents to prove my side of the story, to show his evidence. U'le'achar zman hevi re'ayah u'matza edim hareze eno klum. But after, later on, he did bring a document or evidence, and he wanted to use it on his own behalf, says the Tanakama, hareze eno klum, it's nothing. Since he already stated that he has no proof, or he said he has no document, what do we suspect? That later on, when he tried to bring proof of witnesses, or he brought proof of a document, that either he forged the document, or he hired false witnesses to testify on his behalf. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, similarly, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel responds over here, Maya aseze, what should this guy do? Shelo haya yodea sheyesh lo edim umatza edim. He didn't know that he had witnesses. He only found his witnesses later on. He didn't know that he had a document as evidence until later on when he found it. If he was unaware of what he had at the time when he stated his earlier statement, he thought he had no edim. He thought he had no evidence. But then later on he found it. So we don't have to suspect him that he did something wrong. Maybe he just was simply unaware of what he actually had. But Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would agree in the following case that the new evidence would be assumed to be false. Amru lo have edim, ve'amar en li edim. If the court told him, bring witnesses to support your claim, and he told them, I don't have any witnesses. Have re'aya, ve'amar en li re'aya. Or they told him, bring a document as evidence, and he told them in response, I don't have any document to bring as evidence. And then what happened? Ra'a shemit hayev badin. He saw where the court was going, and he saw that he was about to be found guilty, and they were going to find him liable in judgment. So what did he do? Ve'amar kirvu peloni uploni ve'ha'iduni. He said, oh, let's pause for a second. So and so are here. They could come forward and they could testify on my behalf. Or she'otzi re'aya mitoch afundato. Or right on the spot, he took a piece of paper from under his belt and he took it out and said, oh, I have a piece of evidence. That's right here. Harezeh eno klum. We don't count this as anything. He just told us that he has no witnesses and that he has no document with him that's going to serve as evidence for him. And then right before he got his judgment, he grabbed something. He grabbed a document from under his shirt, or he claimed that he had witnesses that were there. If he's doing something like that, it seems very suspicious, very shady. And we presume that the witnesses are false witnesses. They were there waiting in case he needed them, but they don't really have the good. They're not legit. Or the document that he is bringing forth is also forged. It's fake evidence. And he's trying a desperate last-ditch effort to avoid losing the case. But we assume that he is scamming the court.